Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has much to say to his people who love him. And this is a day to fall in love with God. If we go back to what God did in the first place, he put two trees in the garden. The tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And it suggests to us that we must choose life and simultaneously reject evil. Remember, God made us in his image, after his own likeness. And if mankind would have continued in his likeness, we would develop and do great and wonderful things. We would enjoy life, enjoy each other, bless each other, and never, ever, ever curse each other. But man also, it wasn't just enough to choose life. He had also the responsibility to reject evil. And sometimes it takes trust in God to reject evil when you don't know what evil is. A lot of people are upset at Adam's choice, even sinners. They wish he would not have eaten off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which he shouldn't have. It would have been better, but he did. But the Lord didn't give up on man, and Jesus Christ came to be our propitiation, our substitute. He pleads our case because he's one of us now. He became a man. He's 100% God and 100% man. The devil didn't know it. He didn't see that happening. He didn't know that would happen. He thought if he could just get man to eat off that tree, he'd win. And he'd make God look bad before the whole universe, before all heaven, and on every level. See, heaven has many layers of it. We have to learn some things. But the truth of God's word is in the word of God. Even the mysteries. When the Lord unfolds mysteries to you, he can show you scriptures to back it up. But the average person won't see it. The only way you can learn from the Lord is to trust him. And you have to desire to be a student. You have to have a desire for his knowledge, a love for his knowledge and his ways. And if that's out of place, you're not going to learn much. But you're capable of learning whatever you want to learn. Because we're made in God's likeness. In the beginning, we were. And we're also shaped by iniquity. So Jesus Christ did something about our iniquity. But it has to be our will to drive all forms of iniquity out of our lives. And we learn to do that. The basic way we drive sin out of our life is to love God and take him at his word and reject the things of darkness like Adam was supposed to do in the first place. Now the work that Jesus did in us gives us all those wonderful capabilities. We have a brand new heart. We have the Holy Spirit to guide us. The Lord put in a lot of effort so that we could choose to do the right thing and do the right thing. He doesn't come and make you do anything. And the Holy Spirit, he responds to you. He responds to your faith in him. If you want to learn from him, you have to ask questions. You have to be receptive. If you sin, he'll convict you of it. That's the Lord letting you know you're not right with me. Be right with me. That's wrong. That's a detour road. And it's up to you to drive out those evil thoughts and actions. Now, whenever the Lord would convict me of my sins, I said, Lord, I offended you. I'm sorry. I don't want to do that anymore. But I knew that I was fully capable of sinning again at my will now. And the enemy was tempting me with things of old. I said, Lord, I don't know how to deal. I didn't go after the sin because I love God. But the enemy caused sin to chase me. Sinful thoughts, sinful things, anger, problems, everything. Whatever a person could go through, he tried to get me on that road. At that time, I didn't know warfare yet. I didn't know how to fight spiritually yet. I had to learn all those things. And it was aggravating. I didn't like it. And a lot of people go to church so the church can help them stay on the right track. And they take their families to church. But you have to choose God's way for you. And when you don't know things you want to know, ask. Cold religions say don't question God. Question him. Ask him some questions. If you don't understand something, say you don't understand. He knows, but you need to acknowledge to him that you don't know. He knows what you know and what you don't. I was asking for help and strength and a greater will to fight back. And then after I got stronger, I wanted to know, well, how do I destroy it so I don't be tempted no more? And people, they teach all kind of ways. They teach sideways sometimes. So I learned not to ask people things that I need to be asking God. Sometimes you're just going to have to ask the Lord. And if he guides you to people, you can and he show you people you need to talk to. And that, sometimes that'll happen. And there are wonderful ministers out there that can say just what you need. But still, you have a relationship with the Lord yourself. And one day you're just going to have to rely on that relationship. The people God put in your life are not always able to help you to the depth that you need them to. And if you're going to go forward like you really want to, you're going to have to learn to seek the Lord. The apostles, the prophets, the pastors, evangelists, teachers, all those offices are in place to help us out. And then Christian people that love you, that can speak a word, a fitting word at the right moment. All these wonderful people are there to help us out. But don't use that instead of your relationship with God. Your relationship with God is important. You can receive from the Lord too, and you're going to have to learn how. But when I did, I learned things that I couldn't learn before, which I always talk about. But the Lord uses repetition. That's why I say these things often. Because for too long, people have relied on tradition, the traditional way of doing things. And now it's high time that people learn to yield to the Holy Spirit and learn his ways, what he's saying, how he thinks, how he operates. Because it's time to go forward. And we all need to go forward. The Lord has so many things to say. He taught me so many things that I'll never forget. And my life became full of joy. The problems, my biggest problems, I was able to laugh them down. I said, this is so good. In the same situations that used to make me cry, I could laugh at it. I said, I got the mastery over my life in this area. And then it inspired me to take care of other problems. Now, the Lord gave us examples all through the Word of God. He gave Israel the Canaan land. which is now Israel. They didn't take it over, right? Because he said, you have to drive out the Canaanites, all of them, and don't make deals with them. And they did everything wrong. They drove them out. They started driving them out, and it took a while. But they didn't get up. They didn't drive all of them out. Now, this is why. A lot of times, men attempt to do what God said do, but they do it their way. If I learned that if you pray and ask the Lord, He'll show you the best way to do it. He'll show you how to drive up. He would have shown the Israel and Joshua how to drive them out faster. And I don't say that lightly. I don't like talking about God's people in a negative tone. But in ministry, people do it the hard way all the time. They rely on their beliefs, their what they've been taught, how they reason. There are times I learned so much from the Lord, drawing near to Him and asking Him questions, that I ask the Lord when I know what to do. And sometimes he showed me an even better way to do it. Now, I knew what to do, but I asked Him anyway. And then He'll show me a greater way to do it. And that don't need to be missing in the church, in the body of Christ. And because the Lord taught me things at my request, wonderful things that put me over, I know what's possible. And any Christian can do it. You don't have to be a preacher. You don't have to be a minister. You don't have to be part of the fivefold ministry. You don't have to be an apostle or a prophet. Anybody can ask the Lord their questions and get answers and learn and grow. The Lord is good. And He shares knowledge. But I learned some things, some principles that is very important to understand. You can't learn from the Lord if you love. The love of the world hinders everything. People will see God in the wrong light when they love the world. The love of the world causes people to not trust God. The love of the world is enmity with the Lord. Now this morning, the Lord said, there will be no people. And I heard Him say no people. I said, wait a minute, now this, what's He saying? And I was waking up out of a sleep. I said, no people. I said, this could go a lot of ways. What is He talking about? He said, there will be no people. In heaven. That loves the world. I'm going to say that again. It had to register with me too. He said, there will be no people. In His kingdom. In heaven. After the rapture. That loves the world. System. Everybody that goes to heaven, they will hate the world system. They will. None of the people that go to heaven will love the world system. Those that are raptured, those that are taken, they hate the world system. They hate lust, they hate pride, they hate greed. They hate it. They hate the things that would deter you from God and consume your life. The Israelites were supposed to drive out the Canaanites. Adam was supposed to reject the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. We're supposed to drive out old evil thoughts. It's all the same thing. The Canaanites were evil people, full of witchcraft and sorcery, wizards. Debauchery. against God, anti-God, homosexuality, fornication, sex before marriage, adultery, sex against marriage. They did everything. And they were just not the people that needed to be on that land. If the Lord drove them out, they were bad, folks. They were consumed with the same evil that you're resisting in your life. And the only reason the land prospered was because Israel was coming. But they had to possess it. Because the earth, it yields fruits for God, for people that do right, not people that do wrong. God gives rain to the just and unjust. He's good to everybody. But people are not always good to him. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the act of eating that fruit, the people in the land of Canaan that Israel is supposed to drive out, and your sins that you're supposed to drive out of your heart. It's all the same thing. With the people of the land of Canaan, it wasn't the people that God had a problem with, it was their sin. And the only way to drive out their sin was to drive them out. Now, the heart of Rahab, she was a prostitute. She helped the Israelites. She knew what time it was. She knew that these were people of God. And she repented from her ways. And she showed the Israelite spies how to come into the land. And she asked that they spare her family, and they gave her instructions, and she kept those instructions. She even became the grandmother, the great-grandmother of David. She was Boaz's mother. Boaz was a very outstanding man. And she was a Gentile woman that helped out the Israelites and became honored by God. So it wasn't the people. It was the sin. When Christians try to, they love God, but they have a love for the world, the love of the world would turn them into the enemy of God. And they have to, it's our responsibility to drive the sin away. When Adam ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, he still loved God. He still wanted a relationship with him. But after he knew what sin was, he ran from God. Sin causes you to run from God and be satisfied without getting knowledge from him. Sin transforms you negatively. And the word of God transforms you positively. So you're going to have to, a lot of people live in a stalemate. Because of the sin that they put up with, they don't seek God. But if you have a strong love for God, you'll drive the sin out of your life. And you can grow faster. That's what I experienced as I did something about it. I didn't try to hide it. I didn't try to act like it wasn't there. I want this problem out of my life. If I got to minister to your people, Lord, I want to be pure before you first. And I wanted to be a blessing to people, but I didn't care about preaching until I got some things straight. I wanted to, and it took a while. I had to preach even before I understood it, but I didn't sin. I didn't fall for it. There was a struggle that was aggravating. I didn't fully understand how to kill it. And I had to preach because that's what God gave me to do it. I did it. But as I administered to others, I learned some principles that because I was delivering somebody else's mail. I was learning to do that, so the things that I learned helped me. The message was for those that I was ministering to, but I learned principles that put me over. God loves us very much. He works with us. He teaches us at our pace, at a pace that we can receive. And that's the way it works. This didn't happen overnight. This didn't happen in one day. The things that I learned that I'm talking about happened over time, over months. And when I finally learned what I was after, I think it was about 7 or 8 months later than when I began the process of learning this. And when he taught me what to do and showed me, it all came together when he said, "Don't fear falling." And I looked and seeing different. I didn't fear it anymore. I wasn't afraid that I'd fall, because fear has torment. That's where the torment came from. I was afraid I wouldn't be faithful one day. But when that was gone, everything came to light. All the scriptures I had been applying and learning came together in like a moment. And I said, "Oh." And I saw something. This is what I saw. The word of God gave me the mastery of my life. And so it is with you. If you follow the word of God and you drive out sin like we're supposed to do, you're going to get a revelation of the mastery of your life. You're going to be the captain, not the captor. And the things in this world won't mean anything to me. And you'll be able to do what you couldn't do before. Works. It works good. You're going to love it. As we go forward in the Lord, we have to drive out sin. There will be nobody, no man in God's kingdom that loves the world system. In fact, they'll hate it and they will have driven it away. The crystal sea is us. They are God's people who love him and drive out iniquity. And we get to know God from a fallen position. We get to learn who God is. He relates to us. One of Jesus' names is Emmanuel, God with us. And we get to learn and grow. It's a blessing. And I thank God for it. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life and bless you and take you forward. Wonderful things are ahead. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.